There is no like radio. There's not like you. There is not like you, my friend. There is not like you, not like you. There is not like you, Jesus. There is not like you. There is not like you, Jesus. Not like you, not like you. There is not like you, Jesus. There is not like you, not like you. There is not like you, Savior, not like you, not like you. There is not like you. There is not like you. There is not like you, Jesus. Not like you, not like you. There is not like you. There is not like you. There is not like you. Not like you, not like you. There's not like you. There's not like you, Jesus. There is not like you, Master. There is not like you, not like you. You are the only one, Jesus. You are the only one. You are the only one, Master. You are the only one. Not like you, there's not like you, Jesus. Not like you, not like you, there's not like you, Savior. Not like you, not like you, there's not like you, Jesus. There's not like you, not like you, there's not like you, Master. Not like you, not like you, you are the only one. Jesus, you are the only one. You are the only one, Master. You are the only one. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way today. God, minister to every one of us today. God, send your word into the lives of your people all over the world. Reach out to that boy, to that girl, to that man, to that woman in need. God, let you have a deliverance upon us, Zion. Do something new today in the lives of your people. Let all things work together for good. Yes, Lord, have your way, Lord Jesus. Give us an open heaven, O God. Give us a visitation from on high. Send us your word, O God, to save, to heal, to deliver, to bless. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace. Goodwill to all men. Let God arise today in our lives and homes and families and ministries. God arise in the name of Jesus and all our enemies be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Here kibuya. Ablo kondoro kosekindi. Yandaria yendere boskondo yo ebrindi ebrindiya. Yes, we thank God today. You are all with our miracles, radio, and TV ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching all the way from Lantham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro coming your way with the living word of God that says, deliver some blessings. Hallelujah. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. We don't need the devil. We need God. We have God. We have him. And that's who we need. That's who we have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God is going to do you good on this broadcast today because something good is coming your way right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Something good is already happening. Something better is this time. We are together again. just praising thy love. We are together redeemed, just praising thy love. We are together redeemed. Ain't wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better is in stock. We are together redeemed. Just praising the Lord. We are together redeemed. Just praising the Lord. We are together redeemed. In one account, something good is already happening. Something better is in stock. We are together redeemed. Just praising the Lord. Something wonderful. Something marvelous. Something good gonna happen to you. Something wonderful. Great and marvelous. Something good gonna happen to you. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to you. This very day, something good is going to happen to you. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to me. This very day. Something good is going to happen to you. God, Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. Something good is going to happen to us. Happen to you. This very day, something good is going to happen to you. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. Something wonderful, great and marvelous. Something good gonna happen to you. Something wonderful, great and marvelous. Something good gonna happen to you. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to me. This very day, something good is going to happen to me, happen to you. This very day, something good is going to happen to you. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. And because Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. Oh, because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Oh, because Jesus of Nazareth is passing our way. Oh, because Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Ah, because days of my rest is passing away. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth is passing away today. We give him glory. We give him honor. We give him adoration. You will find it's not so abusing to hear your heart cry. He's passing by this moment. Your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. You will find it's not abusing to hear your heart cry. It's passing by this moment. Your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. You will find it's not so abusing to hear your heart cry. He's passing by this moment. Your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. You will find it's not so abusing to hear your heart cry. It's passing by this moment. Your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. You will find it's not so beautiful to hear your heart cry. It's passing by this moment. You need to comply. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. You will find it's not so easy to hear your heart cry. He's passing by this moment. Your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. Oh yes, Lord, reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. You will find it's not so beautiful to hear your heart cry. He's passing by this moment. You need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord. I say goodbye. Thank you, Jesus. God is showing me someone. You are indeed broken. You hurt one of your foot in an accident. One of your foot, you hurt it. That should be your right leg. In an accident, you hurt that right leg, that right foot was hurt. And you are now on crutches because you had an accident and your right leg was badly hurt. You are now on crutches. God is showing you to me right now. Wherever you are, there is no distance in prayer. I want you to just put your right hand on your forehead because Jesus is passing by on this broadcast. And I want him to touch you with his healing power. Wherever you are, in any part of the world, in this situation, Lord Jesus is reaching you right now. His right hand of miracle, healing, and deliverance is touching your spirit, soul, and body. You have been made whole from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Yes, in the name of Jesus, receive the healing touch of Jesus. Those legs begin to receive strength. Those feet begin to receive life. Receive it, the touch of Jesus in your spirit, soul, and body. Be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is touching you right now. Receive that touch of God in every area of your life. Be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you can walk without those crutches right now. You can drop those crutches if you want to, because the Lord Jesus has just touched you. And I just felt healing power has flowed to your spirit, soul, and body. You have just been made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Give him praise. Give God praise. It's happening. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is already here. I can feel his presence. It's already here. All I have to do is open up my heart for him already. Yeah, God is already. Yeah, can't you feel his presence? It's already. Yeah, all you have to do is open up your heart for him already. Yeah. I know that God is already here. I can feel his presence. It's already here. All I have to do is open up my heart for him already here. You know that God is already here. Can you feel his presence? It's already here. All you have to do is open up your heart for he's already here. Thank you, Jesus. I feel a very strong presence and anointing of God to pray for those who are sick. I don't know why it is like that today. Wherever you are in any part of the world, I want you to put your right hand on your head. Put your right hand on your head. There is healing power. There is healing anointing. There is healing grace coming through this broadcast. I tell you, I feel it. I feel it here. It's very strong. Wherever you are in any part of the world, please, if you are sick or you have some issues, some terrible problems, please just put your right hand on your head. Yes, God said, it shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Just put your right hand on your own head. Lay your right hand on your body. Ha, Rakaba. I feel him in my heart. He's alive. I feel him in my heart. He's alive. I feel him in my soul. It's alive, I feel him all over me. God's not dead. He's alive, God's not dead. He's alive, God's not dead. He's alive, I feel him all over me. I feel him in my head. He's alive, I feel him in my chest. He's alive, I feel him in my soul. He's alive, I feel him all over me. God's not dead. He's alive, God's not dead. He's alive, God's not dead. He's alive, I feel him all over me. I feel him in my life. He's alive, I feel him in my body. He's alive, I feel him in my soul. He's alive, I feel him all over me. God's not dead, he's alive. Do you feel him over the air? I tell you, Harakabasaya Kandori Blokotoya. He's Jehovah El Shaddai. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's the doctor that is greater than every other doctor. Yes, Jehovah Rapha. He's the Lord. Jehovah Rapha is the Lord. Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord. You are the Lord that healeth me. Jehovah Rapha. He's a God. Jehovah Rapha. He's your God. Jehovah Rapha. He's a God. He's the Lord that healed thee. Jehovah Rapha is his name. Jehovah Rapha is the Lord that healed thee of all your sicknesses and diseases. Yes. Lay your right hand on yourself right now. Jesus said he shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. As you are laying your hands on your body, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is laying his right hand of healing, his right hand of miracle, his right hand of deliverance, his right hand of blessing, his right hand of anointing, his right hand of grace, his right hand of prosperity, his right hand is laid on your spirit, soul, and body. Receive that touch of Jesus. Yes, right now it's happening. I can feel it over here. It's happening over here. There is no distance in prayer. The centurion said, Master, speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed. God has sent his word into your spirit, soul, and body right now. God has sent his word into your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Every people. Yeah, Blondo. Yeah, Blondo. Yeah, Blondo. Yeah, Blondo. It's happening over there. Yes, healing virtue is flowing through this media, through this medium. Yes, yeah, through this broadcast, healing anointing, healing grace, and healing mercy. It's flowing to your home, to your family, through your phone, through your media, through your medium of hearing. You are receiving the touch of Jesus right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. That right eye has been healed by the power of God. The problem in the eyes has just been healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. We give him praise. Yes, we give God praise. We give God praise. We give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. There is a chest condition. Somebody with terrible pains in the chest. It's like you are carrying another load on your chest, on your chest area. It's like you are carrying another load on your chest area. God is showing you to me right now. Yes, put your right hand on that chest. That chest where you feel there's another, it's like a stone, a big stone in your chest. It's so heavy. And, you know, it's like you should fall down. The Lord Jesus is touching that chest right now. And healing power is flowing into that chest. Receive it. Receive that touch of Jesus in your spirit, soul, and body, in your chest area, in your belly, in your stomach, your head, in your legs, in your feet, in your brain, in your throat, your bones. Receive. Receive that. In the name of Jesus Christ. God is showing me another person. You have a court case that is, you know, your enemies have pushed you into a court case and you are struggling how you can come out. I tell you, God is the judge. He is the righteous judge. Yes, he's granting you deliverance right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, who is taught and free indeed. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this charger that quits you from all these terrible court cases and troubles and problems, receive your deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ, be made whole in every area of your life. Right now, the touch of God, Harakaba. That knee problem has just been healed by the power of God. Problems in the knee Your knees are cracking. Yes, the Lord Jesus is touching those knees right now. Put your right hand on those legs, those knees that are cracking. And they, oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. One more person. God is showing me another person. You carry your load of your problem on your head, and you think you can help yourself. You think you can solve these problems. Yes, God is showing you to me right now. You are on this broadcast. God is showing you to me. You carry the load of your problem, the load and burdens of your life. You carry them on yourself. And then it's so heavy, you can't help yourself. You are so helpless, there's no way out. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Cast your care upon Christ, for he cares for you. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, wherever you are in any part of the world right now, open your mouth. And hand over the problem to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. Begin to tell God, hand over those bodies and troubles and issues. Hand over those things to the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Is your body there? Let him take it from you. Let him take your load. Let Jesus carry your load. Cast your body upon Jesus. For he cares for you. Cast your body upon Jesus. For he cares for you. Higher, lift it up higher, lower, 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 l for he cares for you. Cast your troubles upon Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your problems upon Jesus, for he cares for you. Higher, higher, higher. Lead Jesus higher. Hey, don't carry your load. Don't carry your trouble. Nobody can help you. God will help you. But you carry those problems and hand them over to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer, he will take over. He will intervene. He will do something new in your life. He will be in charge. Yes, let God take over right now. The battle is not our battle. It is God's battle. God is fighting for us day and night, defeating all our enemies, removing all the obstacles and all the hindrances, all the obstructions. Every tree that the Father did not plant, be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle, every hindrance, every obstruction, every power sign on the way, be bound and be rooted out of cross. Be removed in the name of Jesus Christ and be casted away into the sea. Arabata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And we're going to be talking about all things work together for good for they that are in Christ Jesus. All things work together for good. What the enemy plotted for evil, God is planning it for good. Yes. What our enemy plotted for evil, God has changed it to our own good. What the enemy thought should be evil, God is turning it. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Israel, they were like gay, the thing, and, you know, celebrating Jesus. Yes, all things work together for good for them who are in Jesus, who are called according to his purpose. Oh, yes, all things work together for good. And we're going to take Joseph's story as a practical example in the book of Genesis, chapter 37. See the story of Joseph, which looked more like the story of Jesus Christ. Joseph was the 11th son of Jacob, and God had chosen him. God had plans and purposes for his life. He dreamed of his future and shared it with his brothers, and they became jealous and envious. They hated him because they felt he was going to be the greatest among all of them, of all the 12 sons of Jacob. He was going to be the greatest. So he was flesh while he was a boy. And his brothers hated him and sold him into slavery. And they sold him into Egypt, sold him into slavery. And they thought they had caught him. And you see, that's not how this life is. You know, people want to hurt people. People want to do bad. They want to do evil. Because they are the devil. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. And so they hated Joseph because he was going to be more prosperous, more prominent among all the 12 sons of Jacob. So they sold him into slavery. Not with a good motive. They thought that is a punishment. That's how they can get rid of him and they destroy all those dreams of him becoming the greatest among them. You see how human beings, you see how they reason. People always plot evil. They think evil. See, God looked to the earth and he saw that the heart of man was evil continually. See, there's wickedness in the heart of people. There is evil in the heart of people. People don't think of good things. They have no good plan for anybody. They always think bad. And God is not like that. You are not God. God is God, and you are you. So God is just going to do what he's got to do. You can't change God. And so the boy was sold into slavery over there in Egypt. He was hired by Potiphar to be a servant in the house, cleaning the house. He was implicated and thrown into prison. And while in the prison, someone must have come to him and said, Joseph, where are your dreams? You dreamt of becoming great. You dreamt of becoming prominent. Now all your dreams are gone. So what is your hope right now, Joseph? Joseph didn't bother. He went ahead and just kept being faithful to God, just loving God, serving God. God came down and showed up in the life of Joseph right there in the prison, from prison to prison. God lifted him and made him a prime minister in a foreign land. See? Whereas the enemy thought that it was over with Joseph, the breakthrough of Joseph had just started. Hey! The success and the victory and the blessings and the promotions and the upliftment of Joseph started from his problem. The problem became a blessing. Hey, that's a good prayer. Ah, God, I love you. May our problems become a blessing. May God turn our frustrations to stepping stones. God turn, you know, Adam trodden to victory. God make all things to work together for good. For even you who is listening to this broadcast, I tell you, this is very divine. This is not by mistake at all. You saw Joseph into slavery? Yes. Okay. which I see the story, and eventually Joseph became the vice president of Egypt, and his brothers who sold him into slavery had to come and beg food from him, and he forgave them. And you know the story, see? The Bible is full of instances like this. When people thought they have killed you, they thought they have finished you, they thought it's all over. Somebody preached a sermon and said, it is not over until God says it is over. It's not over until God says it is over. It is not over until God says it is over. Your enemy said it's over, but God didn't say it's over. He is the whistleblower. God is the whistleblower. He's going to blow the whistle. The referee is the one who blows the whistle. You are not the referee. God is the referee. The referee will blow the whistle away and say it's over. So God is our referee. No one is our referee. No one is going to tell us if it's over. Except God said it is over, it is not over yet. And so the same Joseph whom you thought you have finished his life, the same Joseph whom you thought all is gone, the same Joseph whom you thought there is no hope, the same Joseph whom you thought you have buried alive, the same Joseph began to reign as a president of a country, prime minister of Egypt. Joseph began to reign, yes, as a servant of the Most High God. Ha, you can't battle with God. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say nobody. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say nobody. That is the story of life. When human beings have killed you in their mind, they thought your story has ended. That is when God starts. That is when God begins the whole story. That is when God steps in. When you have reached the end of the rope, and then they said it's no more. That is when Jesus will intervene. That is when God will appear. Harakabaya. Able, the whole world is lying in wickedness. That's how the Bible calls it. The Bible says the whole world lies in wickedness. It's evil all over the earth. It's wickedness. People are wicked and evil all over everywhere. What do you mean? You carry bombs and missiles and jet bombers and bomb people and bomb them and kill them and destroy them. And then you are happy. You are happy. All because you want the old USSR. The wickedness of the wicked. Man, inhumanity to man. You see, God is the righteous judge. God is the righteous judge. You can't do evil and go free. Whatever feeds your soul is what you will reap. Oh, yes. The evil that men do lives after them. When you continue to do evil, evil will come for you. When you continue to do good, good will come back to you. The same Joseph gave them food and everything they needed. The same Joseph. The same Joseph who sold into slavery. Thinking that God has finished, thinking that his life has ended. The same Joseph, you came back to come and beg food and beg everything, and the same Joseph, he gave you again. You see, that is the story of life. That is how this life is. Wickedness all over the whole place. But thank God, all things worketh together for good. What the enemy plotted for evil, what the enemy thought should be evil, what the enemy thought should be, God turned it around and made a stepping stone. a stepping stone to next level. Harabasa. Yay, Blokundo. There was a testimony of a brother who used to live in London some years ago. He had an accident and they put him in the hospital. I think they called his name, brother Ayefele, a Yoruba brother from Western Nigeria. Ayefele, now a musician. They put him in the hospital and people thought that was the end of his life. But right there in the hospital bed, he began to sing and began to sing. Some of the songs are even Christian songs, songs of worship and praise. God came down and rained blessing on this man and he became a prosperous man today. You know, the problem has become a stepping stone. Problem has become a blessing. Hey, this is a good prayer. May your problems become a blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God turn your problem, your disaster, may God turn your sadness, your sorrow. God turn your issues and your bodies and trouble. May he turn them to stepping stones. Stepping stones to a new height. Stepping stones to your glory. Stepping stones to a new level. Stepping stones for your promotion. Stepping stones for your upliftment and upgradement. Stepping stones. Yes. God is making stepping stones. Oh, hey, I receive it. Oh, hey, me. I receive it. God is giving us stepping stones. Ah, problem don't come. That problem, God is turning it to a stepping stone. You see, attitude matters. Attitude matters. Joseph is not going to the prison, you know, weeping and regretting. Joseph did not go to Potiphar's house lamenting. Instead, he was praising God. Instead, he still loved God. Job said, even though I'm being slain, I will still love God. That should be the right attitude. You know, he did not regret what was. He knew that God would show up. Oh, yes. I have a word for you today. I don't care what situation you have found yourself. You might be in a tight corner like Joseph. People must have sold you into slavery. People must have betrayed you. People must have done all kinds of things against you, thinking that all hope is gone. God has a word for you. It is not over. Until God says it is over, he will make all things to work together for good for you. God is going to turn your problems to stepping stones, to higher ground, to higher heights. Hey, God is turning it around. I can see everything turning around, everything turning around, everything turning around for my favor. I can see everything turning around. Turning around, everything turning around for your favor. Can you see everything turning around? Turning around, everything turning around for my favor. Can you see everything turning around? Everything turning around, everything turning around for our favor. He turned the captivity of Israel around. When the Lord turned again our captivity, we were like they that dream. Yes, Israelites. Two times they were in captivity in Egypt. And another time they were in captivity to the Assyrians. But guess what? God came down and turned those captivity around, set them free, and took them to their land. That same God is alive today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What he did before, he can do it again. It is the Lord that changes now. He is the Lord, he is the Lord. There is nothing that he cannot do. He's the Lord, he's the Lord. There is nothing that he cannot do. You are the Lord, you are the Lord. There is nothing that you cannot do. He's the Lord, he's the Lord. There is nothing that he cannot do. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, they threw Daniel into the lion's den. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Threw Daniel into the lion's den. The enemies are plotted his downfall. The enemies are plotted that Daniel should be thrown into the lion's den. And they carried out their plot. And at the end of the day, God was with him. God said, I will be with you when you pass through the fires of life. When you pass through the waters of life, I will be with you. Oh, yes, that's Isaiah 43. It was the covenant. That's the Abrahamic covenant. God has made a covenant with his people. Isaiah 43. So when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the fires of life, there are fires of life. I will be with you always. With God, all things are possible. Not with men, not with people, but with God, all things are possible. And Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. And everybody was happy. Daniel is gone. There's no hope for Daniel. Daniel has been destroyed. There's no help for Daniel. Daniel is in the lion's den. The lions are going to eat him up. And that will be the end of things. But guess what? Jesus appeared. Jesus appeared in the lion's den. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Jesus came into the lion's den, the first man, and gave Daniel the deliverance to be there. And Daniel came out. The king said, oh, Daniel, live forever. You are the next vice president of this country. That's how Daniel became a great ruler and a great leader in the land of Babylon. The same thing that happened to Joseph has now happened. See, faithfulness. All things work together for good. For them that are called according to his purpose. Oh, yes, he must be doing the will of God. We are told that Daniel was a drunkard, Joseph was a fornicator, adulterer. We are told that Daniel, Joseph, Sarah, Magdalene, they were thieves, they were liars, and, you know, hooligans. No, they lived for Christ, they lived for Jesus, they lived for God. They were faithful to God. They loved God with all their hands, with all their mind, with all their soul. They lived for Jesus. They lived for the Lord. I live for Jesus. Day after day, I live for Jesus. Let's come what may. Thy Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day, you know, faithfulness, being sincere, serving God, loving God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your faith. And then God shows up for you in the time of need. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3, verses 8 to 25. Daniel chapter 3. Verses 8 to 25, this is the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew boys. They were faithful to God, faithful to God, and the enemies plotted for them, plotted evil. See, enemy is always plotting evil. What the enemy thought should be evil, God has turned it to be stepping stone. And these three boys, they implicated these three boys, conspired against them, and then they threw them into the furnace of fire. And these three Hebrew boys began to praise God and worship God in the furnace of fire. And God came down and the Lord Jesus Christ came down once again. See, it's with you. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you even to the end of the earth. Lo, I am with you always." Jesus is with us always. If you don't have Jesus, you have a problem. If you don't have Jesus Christ, you have a serious problem. You don't have God in your life, nobody is coming to help you. You will be there helpless. A brother was in the hospital, and the doctors came into his room. They were discussing about this matter. They had no solution because all their medical practice and expertise have been used up. They don't have the answer to this matter. And so they said, "Well, we're not going to leave you. We have tried everything we know about medical practice we have done. We're going to treat you anyway, but we don't really have the answer to this your problem. Okay, we don't have the answer. We don't have the answer to this problem. But it's okay. We're going to give you all the medical help we have." As the doctors were going out of the room, one of them came back and spoke to this brother lying down helpless in the bed. He said, "Brother, you know what? If you know God, call him now, because we don't know the next thing." And it was so clear. The message was so clear. He just like Prophet Isaiah talking to King Hezekiah. "Set your house in order or you die." That's Isaiah 38. Now the doctor said, "If you know God, call God now." The message was very clear. And so he went out and shut the door behind, and then they left. Of course, they have tried all the medical expertise, all the medical knowledge they have. They have put it into practice, and it's just not working. There's no answer. And so this brother, he testified that he turned to God. "God, please help me. Deliver me, save me, and heal me. I will serve you with all my life." That was it. After praying that prayer, the brother testified that a hand from nowhere, a hand, nobody was within in the room, a hand came and touched him and then disappeared. And that was how he was healed. And that's it. That was the end of that thing. He was healed and delivered and came out of the hospital, and everything is okay. What are we talking about? All things work together for good for thee that are in him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were set up. Enemies have set them up. Enemies want them dead. Enemies want them buried. Enemies want them burned to fire, because the furnace of fire was heated 7 times more. See? The furnace of fire, the fiery furnace of fire, was heated 7 times beyond the normal heat. And they threw the 3 Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, into this furnace. And the enemy thought that was it. That's the end of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There's no hope. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they are gone forever. They are forgotten. That's it. We're not going to have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego no more. See? That is man. That is human being. That is not God yet. Whose report will you believe? He shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. His reported, I am healed. His reported, I am blessed. His reported, victory. Who was the final say? Jehovah, of the final day. Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. Jehovah turned my life around. Jehovah turned your life around. He makes a way where there be no way. Jehovah has the final say. He has the final say. Which is a wizard say there's no hope for you. The devil say there's no way for you. Your enemies say you have been defeated. Everybody say you are gone and buried forever. But what did God say? God said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. Jesus came to give me life and life more abundantly. Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly, which I live to declare the works of God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that arises against us in judgment is condemned. Greater is Jesus Christ that is in me than the devil that is in the world. All things work together for good for me. Yes, that's what it is. Hey, I am the apple of God's eye. I am the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Arabasa. Yes, God is a great God. What the enemy thought for evil has become a stepping stone. The enemy thought Ukraine, because it's 7 months now. The enemy thought that Ukraine would have been buried by now. The whole of Ukraine should have disappeared from the earth. That's what the enemy thought. But it's just not like that. It's just not going to be like that. Because you are not the owner of Ukraine. You did not create Ukraine. You did not create anybody. The Ukrainians have been there. They are serving God and worshiping God. You can't go there and bury them alive. God is with them. Zelensky, President Zelensky, God is fighting for you. The battle is the Lord's battle. It's not your battle. I tell you, God is the winner. Jesus Christ is Lord all over the earth. In the name of Jesus, the enemy thought he can bury everybody alive. No, God is the supreme. God is the supreme God. He's the final authority. He's the final say. It is not over until God says it is over. Nobody can destroy everybody. See? See how the devil deceives people. Deceiving people. And creating problems all over the world. But thank God for Jesus. He always makes a way where there is no way. He intervenes, he interferes. He does new things in our lives today. Esther was a slave girl. In Esther chapter 4, or the book of Esther chapter 4, Esther was a slave girl in a foreign land when God made her a queen. A slave girl became a queen. Can you imagine? All things work together for good. What the enemy thought to be a disadvantage, what the enemy thought to be your problem, what the enemy thought to be the end, God turns it around and makes a way for you where there is no way. Yummy God, I love him. I will serve him all my life. Before I leave this earth, I'm going to serve God till I leave this world. I'm not leaving God. I'm not stopping. I'm not slowing down. I'm just going to do what God wants me to do. God asked me to preach the gospel. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not stopping. The devil can't stop me. The demons can't stop me. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. I'm all right with that. You know, the devil, you know, he thought he had buried people. But God is alive. God is alive. You know, the persecuted the church in Acts of Apostles chapter 7, Acts of Apostles chapter 8, you see the church of Jesus Christ being persecuted, beating the Christians, killing them, persecuting the early church, and the persecution is still going on. They're persecuting the church. They are killing the Christians and all over oppression. But each time they are doing that, God intervenes. God intervenes and the gospel spread even further. Is that not there? Baghdad, Iraq, and other places, they call them, Baghdad, Iraq, and other places, Syria, they thought the gospel is not coming. The gospel has been invaded all those places. There was a time, you can't even go to Russia with the Bible. Russia, they say they are coming. They said they don't want gospel. There was some years ago, several years ago, you can't carry Bible in Russia. You can't call Jesus. You can't make a church in Russia. It was all darkness. They don't want to see anything Christian, anything Bible, anything preaching. No. But the gospel has penetrated that nation and it's still penetrating it through this war now. The gospel is still going to continue penetrating that Russia until they give their life to Christ and get saved. Korea, North Korea, and all these places, China, they thought that they can stop God. You can't stop God. You can't battle with the law. You can't battle with the gospel. It's still moving in other places. The gospel of Jesus Christ is still going into other places. You can't stop God. You can't stop the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can't stop the program of God. God is almighty. He's forbearing. He's supreme. Look at North Africa. North African nations, there was a time when you can't even go to North Africa. North African countries and say you are preaching gospel. They will just kill you. Now the gospel has penetrated all those places. Underground churches, underground. And people are worshiping God in all those places and so on. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Can you battle with the Lord? So all things work together for good for all who are in Christ Jesus. But there is one point we're going to make clear before we round up. All things will work together for good for those that are called according to his purpose. This is very, very important. For you to enjoy God's covenant and God's benefit. For you to enjoy God's blessings and God's peace. For you to enjoy God's favor and God's grace. You need to come through Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, you need to come through the blood of the Lamb of God. Hey, the blood of Jesus is the covenant. The blood of Jesus is the salvation. You need to get saved and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to come under the blood of Jesus Christ. If anyone be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to be born again and be saved. You need to be sanctified by the blood of Jesus. You need to live a holy life and a perfect life. Look at the examples we're talking about. Esther, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, and all these people. Joseph, they live a faithful life. Their life pleased God. They live for God. They live for Jesus. They live a holy life. And God came to their rescue. Yes, God will come to your rescue. God is coming to your rescue. God is coming to rescue you from that situation, that ugly situation. Yes, I know the Lord. We make our way for you. I know the Lord. We make our way for you. If you live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord, we make our way for you. I knew the Lord, we make our way for you. I know the Lord, we make our way for you. If you live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord, we make our way for you. I know the Lord, we make our way for you. I know the Lord, we make our way for you. If you live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord, we make our way for you. I know the Lord, we make our way for you. I know the Lord, we make our way for you. If you live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord, we make our way for you. Yes, thank you, Jesus. I know the Lord will make a way for you if you live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. He will make a way for you. Make a way where there is no way. He constructed the first bridge across the Red Sea. Oh, yes. He performed the first surgical operation when he opened Adam and brought out the reed and made Eve. He makes a way where there is no way. Brought Daniel from the lion's den. He brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the flaming, fiery flames of fire. And so on and so forth. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You need to sign up with him. Yes, you need to give your life to him. You need to be born again. Be saved and be sanctified. You need to open up your heart and let Jesus come in. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. You need to make a decision today to follow Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You need to open up your heart. Let him come in and talk with you. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you will open up, he will come in and stop with you. Yes, this is the hour of salvation. This is the hour of deliverance. This is the hour of truth. You need to bow your head wherever you are in any part of the world right now, listening to this broadcast. You need to confess your sins and forsake them. He that prospereth, that confesseth and forsaketh, shall have mercy. You need to turn away from your wicked way so that you can have salvation. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the hour of salvation for you to be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. The trumpet of the Lord shall sound. And those who are in Christ shall be resurrected to be with Jesus. Where will you spend your eternity? All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. There is no one righteous, no one holy. But if you can come to Jesus, he is ready to help you right now. you need to turn your life over to Him. I pray for everyone who are listening to this broadcast, wherever you are. I pray for as many from all over the world that the Lord Jesus Christ will come into your heart and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory, that you might know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by Him. Yes. Receive salvation today. Let Jesus come into your heart. Let Him dwell in you. Let Him be your personal Lord and Savior today. He loves you so much that He died for you on Calvary tree over 2,000 years ago. Shed His blood for the remission of your sins. And by His stripes you were healed. That same Jesus is calling you today to come unto Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants to give you rest. But He must come out of sin, out of darkness. He must come out of the evil way. Come out of the broad way that leads to destruction. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Only few are finding. And then the same Jesus said, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are finding. Yes, today is the day of salvation. I pray that you will be a doer of this word that you have heard today, not just a hearer alone, deceiving yourself. Yes, the truth has been spoken. And please help us to distribute this information. Email it to your friends and share it and tweet it. Test it out. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall save them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you so much for listening. Please help us to spread this message, spread this gospel to the nation. Let it go viral, that they might be saved and be born again. God bless you all. We thank you all for your helping and cooperating and having this ministry to continue to be on air. God bless you for your cooperation. Thank you so much. The Lord reward you all abundantly for your cooperation. Thank you so much. God bless you all. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Yes, I'll be same time next week. God bless you. We love you. Jesus loves you. And we all love you. We are praying. God, feel free to email us our miracles radio at juno.com. The email is screen. You can also use that email, or you can reach us on the phone, area code 202-460-7110. Jesus loves you, and I love you. I will say God bless you all for your cooperation. Thank you so much. Amen and amen and amen. God loves you, and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you, and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you, and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you, and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you, and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over. Turn it over to Jesus. Then you can smile the rest of your day. Turn it over to Jesus. Call me to what the Jesus. Call me to what the Jesus. Then you can smile. The rest of your being. When your life is filled with problems. Call me to what the Jesus. Call me to what the Jesus. Call me to what the Jesus.